Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 32. And they said to one another, "Was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us on the way, and as he opened the scriptures to us?" I thought a lot about this scripture. It keeps on coming back to me, as it were. Was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us on the way? And it was a challenge to me as to what I know of that. I suspect we all know times when the Lord has said something through someone who has spoken, either publicly or privately, or a scripture that we've read, and we have a sense that the Lord has spoken to us. Mm-hmm. There were two of them here, but it's an intensely individual thing, spoken to me. When did I last get some sense of the Lord having a word for me? Mm-hmm. I haven't read the whole chapter. It's so well known. But the Lord speaks quite definitely to them. He calls them senseless and slow of heart. And yet somehow the word of the Lord has just stirred their hearts. He made as though he would go further on that journey. And we think of how far our Lord has gone for us, when how low he went for us. We read Philippians, and we read of that downward pathway, subject to death, and that the death of the cross. That was Jesus, that was for me. Mm-hmm. And our hearts are to be stirred within us as we think of the greatness of the love that took him that way. The Lord opened in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. That seems to be at least part of what stirred the hearts of these two believers as he spoke to us on the way, and he opened the scriptures to us. And it just struck me the importance. We come together very, very regularly. Have we a sense of the Lord speaking to us on them and stirring our hearts, making them burn a bit more towards himself as a result of what he says to us? I'm sure we all find this challenge, I certainly do, but may the Lord help us to be concerned, to be listening for his word as we read the scriptures, as we come together, particularly at the time of the Lord's Supper. A sense of his presence. I'd love to know more about that. But he says, there am I in the midst. I'd love to know more about the experience, the presence of the Lord. Well, maybe we all be exercised along these lines by these simple words.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.